what's going on? Happy Friday, man. Everybody, welcome back in to an episode of Picks Boss. Will, 4-1 last week. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. And Tommy, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, we do have that one gripe on our record, that Creighton team. I thought that Oregon money line was going to hit.
Yeah, turns that was a hard pick, though.
Turns out I couldn't go 5-0, but 4-1, we'll take that.
4-1, man. If you could do that every week, you might start getting paid for this.
Oh, could only wish.
One could only wish. I went 3-2, so I was in the green numbers as well. I will take that. Caitlin Clark is my, not really a gripe, it was more just you called it, that it was such a blowout that they just took her out with like 26. So, I mean, not her fault. It was a blowout. I should have known better.
Happens.
It definitely does. Any gripes you want to give?
Outside of Creighton, no. I went 4-1, so I can't really.
There's not much there. Glover as a top 20 was an easy lock. Fred, again, I might not be doing these. Sometimes stats are bullshit, Will. Fred VanVleet, the over for 12.5 rebounds plus assists, seemed to hit every day, but the one I did it.
Yep, but it just happens. You know, you see this line, you think it's a lock, and then you're like, oh, he has 4 rebounds and 2 assists with 3 minutes left.
Yep,
oh, great.
And I'm also just a mush right now and ice cold. Last night, we tweeted it out. Honestly, had I not said anything about it and you just tweeted out Iowa State alternate spread, it probably would have hit. But because I said something first, I mushed it. I'm sorry to all the Iowa State fans out there, and I'm sorry to you as well, because I know you were big on the not the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones.
Cyclones. Yes, I was big on them. They were a very good team. They just didn't play well at the end, and yep, Illinois played a great game. You have to give it to them. So,
yep. So, but let's do a quick recap, and then I'm going to let you make your picks because you are the picks boss again. So, congratulations on that. Like you said at the top of the pod, this is week 3. You went 4-1 at an 80% clip. You are 8-7. You're above 500 and you're hitting your bets at a 47% clip because you've hit 8 out of 15. So good job by you on that.
Yeah. Let's get it closer to 60. We want it closer to 60.
Yeah, we do. But you know what? You're batting above 500 and we'll take that. I did the math on your total picks, but now I got to add another column in our thing to do the math on your record for each week. So I'll get to that. I'll get to that on the back end. And then I, like I said, went 3-2. I am 7-8. I'm at a 46% clip. So I'm one pick behind you, but hey, we got plenty of time to make up ground here. All right, Will, it's that time of the pod. Jump in, make some picks. Let's hear your first one.
So I went all over the map on this one, a couple sports, involved. The first one I'm going to do is, my terrible Buffalo Sabres. They're basically even tonight against the Devils, which is basically 100 gets you 100. I think they win that game easily, but you never know with them. But I think that's pretty much as a lock as it can be.
Are they terrible? Because like for years now, you've been telling me they got this stud young guy. They're on the come up. Is that like dead? Did that just stall out and never happen? Or are they?
No, we still have a full young team, and we have a great defensive pairings. In the back, we just have no leadership, no coaching. The assistant coaching is terrible. Just nobody wants to coach there.
Well, I mean, it's tough to live in Buffalo, especially when you're like, I mean, they're, you know, it's the Bills and nothing else up there. So
Basically, maybe,
I mean, you don't know anything much about hockey aside from being a fan, but maybe, you know, you coach some youth leagues and whatnot at 6 a.m. at the rink, and before you know it, you're the head coach of the Sabres.
Yeah, I can motivate the boys.
That's something you could do, and I don't really think you need much hockey experience. You could just watch the speech from Miracle on Ice a couple times and then make your own version.
Yeah, and I'll be like, this is what Herb Brooks did. It was good enough for Team USA. This is good enough for the Buffalo Sabres.
Good enough to beat fucking, who was it, Russia?
Russia, USSR, yeah.
Yeah, so it was good enough to kick their ass back at Lake Placid. Biggest underdogs ever. So, we, you know, listen, I like that pick out of you out of the gate, something different. I am actually going to take college basketball from you with my first pick of the day. I'm taking Houston -4.5. I just don't really like this Duke team. I think they've kind of skated by in the tournament and not played the best competition, and I think Houston's just going to fucking stomp them out. I think this spread should be more like 8.5.
I totally agree with you. And guess what, Tommy? That's a party pick because I have
party pick. We have to take it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Houston -4.5. Everybody listening, lock it in with us. I think that might be the lock of the week, too.
Yeah, I think that's a great bet. And you were totally right with Duke not playing a lot of competition. And Houston, going to put the clamps on them defensively, I believe.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to be ready for that. I feel like it's like you go from playing like you're out of conference schedule to the toughest game of the year. Like they're mm-hmm. just not ready for it.
100%. I think that's a great bet.
All right, pick number two.
Oh, it'll be pick number three for me because I had Houston as well.
True.
So I will go with another college basketball, and I'm going to go with Gonzaga Moneyline.
Mm.
This is the upset pick of the week.
I stared at that.
Gonzaga is right now, they're at plus 200 to beat Purdue. I think they match up very well with them. They're more athletic, and Gonzaga has just been playing great basketball at the right time.
Yeah, they have. They've been shooting it well. All right, number two for you. You know, I got to throw a little golf in there. That's a boring tournament, a ho-hum tournament. Sean and I didn't even have time to make our picks this week, but I'm going to throw one in there for everybody. Wyndham Clark, who's striking the ball really well. And aside from that putt that fell and then didn't, he's been putting the ball really well, too. We trust his short game. Wyndham Clark, top 10 at the Houston Open, which I just checked the live odds. It's still plus 130. Go and grab that. He's in 12th place, and he's going to climb up the leaderboard on the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good pick, Tommy. Yeah, I've been watching him, and you know we can always trust his short game. He's had some mishaps, but I think he gets the job done. I think he finishes in the top 10.
Yeah, and he hits a cut every time, and he just relies on that very consistent driver of the golf ball recently. And when he's hitting the ball in the fairway, I'm taking Wyndham Clark.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
All right, give me number four for you. I guess I'm going to have to double up because you had
one
of my picks in
there. Yeah, you
just
do two in a row after this.
No
and then we're. Yeah, we're going to the great American game. We're going to baseball.
Okay.
The Seattle Mariners by a run and a half tonight. It's at plus 150. They're playing the Red Sox.
Oh, you devil. I stared at that forever.
The Red Sox beat them last night. Brandon Bello did look good, but Castillo did not look good. George Kirby's on the mound tonight for Seattle, and a lot of people are talking for Cy Young.
Sean picked him for Cy Young.
Yeah, Sean picked him. So I think he's going to have a great performance, and I think the Mariners win something like 9-3.
Okay, I hope that they win something more like 9-6 so that Sean doesn't look too smart to start off the year. But
True, smart.
Beggars can't be choosers. Number three pick for me. I'll give you two in a row here, and then we'll go back to you. Number three pick for me here. She didn't do it for me last week. It wasn't her fault, but this is a much closer game. I think they're only like 4-point favorites in this game. Caitlin Clark, 35+. I'm going to try and go back to the well, although it was dry last time. That's plus 104. Caitlin Clark, 35+ points. I will be watching that game.
It's so crazy to think how good she is that 35 point plus 35 points is only at 104.
They don't even – it's funny when you can see how good scorers are. They have a 20-plus and a 30-plus on FanDuel, and they won't even put her up as a bet.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's how good she is.
It's hilarious. They even had her plus 40, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of – those it's five a, extra
but
points
I
are too much.
I can see people taking it. I can totally see people taking it.
Just to get the juice on there. All right, number four for me. I'm taking Dalton Connect, 6+ rebounds, plus 100. Last two games, he's almost gotten himself a double-double. He's been really trying to get in the paint and rebound more. Not to mention, Creighton is not a great rebounding team and a terrible offensive rebounding team. So I think that this Tennessee team's going to get a lot of second-chance opportunities, especially because they don't shoot the ball very well. They're more of a slash-and-cut, go-to-the-basket kind of team.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. Connect has been carrying that team all year long, and he does everything for them.
Yeah,
so I think he gets a double-double today, easy.
I think he does as well, and I think it really just depends. Tennessee could win this game by 15, and I wouldn't be surprised, or Creighton could win this game by 15. I wouldn't be surprised. It really just matters. The only thing that matters is how Creighton shoots the ball tonight.
Absolutely.
They are such a high-volume three-point shooting team.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to for Creighton. They always get lucky at the end of the game. But I could see them getting blown out. But also, like you said, I could see them blowing out Tennessee as well if they hit like 12 threes.
Exactly, if they just get hot. So I'm hoping that Tennessee has their hands up, their closeouts are strong, and we just keep them off the three-point line.
Absolutely.
All right, number five for you.
My last bet, we're sticking in baseball, and we're going, there's this old saying that a friend of mine used to tell me. That friend is Joe Smith. He said, never bet on bad teams, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to bet on a bad team, and we're going to take the Oakland Athletics. Big value here, getting plus 115 just to win the game. You know, the team, they're professional baseball players too, Tommy. They get paid to play baseball.
Yeah, I think this is one of those picks where if you get it right, you look like such a genius, but that's why you're making it. But if you get it wrong, you're like, I don't even know why the fuck I did that. I just threw
it. When it's like 5-0 after the second inning, you're
going to be tweeting up a storm.
Yeah, what do you got for your last?
My final pick. I'm sticking with college basketball. Do I have more college basketball than you this week?
Yes, I do. Jesus. I only have two.
Yeah, I do. Jeez, I guess I'm the college basketball guy now. I am going Alabama alternate spread against Clemson, -5.5. This Alabama team, if they run up and down the floor, score in absolute bunches, they're in the top five in the country in scoring for the season. I think if they can get out of the gates running, they can just run up the score on Clemson, and they're not even going to know what to do. Again, that could not happen. It could be a Clemson kind of game where they muck it up, but I'm banking on Alabama coming out with their hair.
The only thing that would worry me is do they have a letdown game after beating the number one seed?
I know.
Be the only thing that concerns me.
I'm hoping that they view this as Creighton's just happy to be here and let's run all over the floor on them. I know that Bama's, you know, the stories of them not making it this far in the tournament. Only once have they made it this far and blah blah blah. I don't care. They got a guy that reminds me of Jalen Brunson on their team, and that's enough for me.
Yeah, it would be enough for you. He's been on fire.
Absolutely. I also like the big man. I know he's like a 5th-year senior or something on North Carolina. I would love to have him as an undrafted Baycott. Free agent for the Knicks. I don't know if I don't know where he's going in the draft boards, but
Armando Baycott, the big man. Yeah, he does everything well.
Yeah, and you know what I watched with him? His feet. I watched his feet. He can go out there and defend small forwards and sometimes even guards, and he can hold them and keep him from going to the basket.
Yeah, I don't think they have him projected in the first round just because of his age.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go maybe early second round. But
that's
that
one of those guys I think he could make like an impact immediately in the NBA. Like he's not going to get any better than what he is right now, but he may be a solid 10-year vet in the NBA just based off rebounding, foot skills, and his soft hands.
Alan, sounds like Nick Collison, if you ask me.
Well, I know that's your boy, and I know he's just an NBA bench legend.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, that about wraps up our picks for the week. We got another podcast coming soon. We got another million podcasts coming soon. So we'll be talking to you guys in a couple minutes, actually. I'm going to go. Soy got a new harness, so I'm going to go take him for a walk, see how he likes it, and we'll reconvene soon.
All right. Love that.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.